Good morning. We are learning Chayyarim Klal Samaches, but I want to take a break for Erev Shavuos and just to clarify a minute, as many of you all have to eat milchiks on Shavuos morning before the meal. I want to explain the way the Ramah construes this minig and some of the halachic ramifications of it and shitas about it. There are other reasons given, but it's interesting that the Ramah who brings on the minig has a very interesting twist to understand it. So the Ramah on Siman Tav Sadi Dalet, or Chaim Tav Sadi Dalet, brings down that there is a minig, but in many places to eat macholi cholav by yomishin shel Shavuos. So he says, I would like to explain it in the following way. In the Torah, when we had the Beis Hamikdash, said there's a mitzvah to bring a special korban in conjunction with Shavuos, and with that they were brought two lechamim, two lechem. So he says the same way we make a zecher by the Seder to the Pesach and to the Chagiga, we should make a zecher on Shavuos to the two lechamim. So now you're going to ask a question. We always have two lechamim, we have lechem mishnah, but we don't necessarily eat from both of them. But here's the scenario where we're going to have to eat from both of them. And how is that? If a person washes and starts to eat the meal with milchiks, so the bread is on the table. The bread is on the table with milchiks is considered, we have to be concerned that possibly the bread became milchik. A person cannot use that bread together for a fleishig meal. Later on in the meal, we switch from milchiks to fleishigs. So we're forced to open a second loaf. So we end up using two loaves of bread. One for the milchik part of the meal, and one for the fleishig part of the meal. So different than the person has lechem mishnah, but they don't necessarily cut both challahs. According to the minhag of the Ramah, but you don't have to cut both challahs. You have to have lechem mishnah, but you don't have to eat from both of them. And Shavuos, we eat from both of them. So the Ramah's explanation for the minhag of eating milchik is not a zecher to harkav nunim or other explanations. It's simply because a way to facilitate that we're being forced to eat two different loaves of bread. What the Ramah is saying is an interesting idea, that a person could start the meal, wash, start the meal with milchik, and in the middle of the meal switch to fleishigs. Now, is that acceptable? Is that allowed? So the Ramah over here says that's the pshat in the minute. Clearly, the Ramah is saying this is what we do. However, in Yeridaya, when it talks about the halachas of Siman Pei Tes, it talks about milchiks to fleishigs and fleishigs to milchiks. It does, there is a Zohar which is quoted over there, which says that a person cannot eat milchiks and fleishigs together in the same meal, which means one must say a bracha achrona after the milchik before one starts eating the fleishig. Over here, the person washed, it means you'd have to bench and then wash again, according to that opinion. The Ramah is clearly saying that's not the idea, because once you do that, it's not nikar shtei lechamim. It's two different meals. Of course, you need new bread for the second meal. It's clear the Ramah's understanding of the minhag over here is to eat it together in one meal, not like the Zayar, and like the Magen Ram points out over here, midin of the Gemara, there's no problem of having milchik and then fleishig. Having fleishig and then milchik is a problem, besides the fact that you have to wait a certain amount of time, whether the person waits 1 hour, 3 hours, 6 hours, person one must bench. He cannot eat milchik after fleishig in the same meal. So a person must say bracha achrona, or bench, for the end of the first meal, and then start over again for the second meal, even after the time has passed. But if we're going from milchik, that's from going from fleishig to milchik. If we're going from milchik to fleishig, the Ramah saying the minhag is that you're allowed to do that. Now some say that a person should only follow this minhag on Shavuos, like the Ramah describes that as the minhag. But in general, since there is a machlokes whether you can have it in one meal or not, the person should be careful not to have it together in one meal. Here the minhag trumps and says that that's what you're supposed to do. We follow the minhag, but elsewhere one should be makbid to say bracha achrona going from milchik to fleishig. The Shlomo Kaddish over here says even on Shavuos he does not like the Ramah. He disagrees with the Ramah and says one must make a bracha achrona in between. Again, the minhag is not like that. According to the Ramah, a person should not have a milchik kiddush, say bracha achrona, and then wash for the meal. That wouldn't fulfill the minhag. The minhag is to eat milchik in such a way that it forces you to have multiple loaves of bread. If you're going to make kiddush and eat milchik mazonos, so you don't have this idea of multiple loaves of bread. What must one do to be able to allow them to switch from milchik to fleishigs? So obviously they have to change the tablecloth, etc. One has to wash their hands. Maybe there's some residue of the milchik on their hands. if one ate with a fork. So arguably, if one ate with a fork, one is not mechuyev to do that, because the fact that one ate with a fork gives the person, his hands are clean. However, there are some shittas, even if one ate with a fork, one should still wash their hands. We're not talking about the tilsidayim, but the kais, we're talking about washing your hands. One does not need to use soap, just washing with water alone is sufficient in halacha. And besides washing one's hands and changing out the bread is only a problem again if it's on actually on the table, where a person keeps it separate and distinct. You do not need a second loaf, and that would not, again, be a sort of fulfillment of the minhag. Besides that, a person has to do the process of kinduach and hadacha, cleansing one's mouth out from the milchig before one switches to the fleishig. So how do you do that? You eat some bread or something of that sort. In between, you chew it and you swallow it, so as you're moving it around your mouth, you're taking any residue of the milchig with it, and you swallow it, and then you drink something. You do not need to wash your mouth out with mouthwash. You do not need to brush your teeth. Chazal said that kinuach and hadacha are sufficient. For the purposes of kinuach, one cannot use dates, the fruit called dates. It sticks, it doesn't really pull things out. Instead, it sticks to your teeth. And a person cannot use something which is just plain flour as opposed to a baked item. And a person cannot use fresh green vegetables. So a person would want to eat some lettuce in between. The person would not fulfill the halacha of kinuach. A person eats something which is the mezonos in between, something which is eat some bread in between. Those would be valid examples of something one can eat in between. The order of kinuach and hadacha is not ma'akev, even though it's brought down as kinuach and then hadacha. A person does hadacha and kinuach, it is sufficient. Now, if a person eats some type of milk, which is hard cheese, then a person has to wait. We're not talking about that. Waiting after soft cheese is an interesting question. What the minig is in regards to that, whether you have to machmer on that. So again, halacha l'maisa, a person during the rest of the year, a person should try and avoid the situation. According to the Zohar, a person should not eat at the last point within the same hour. Some people have a minig of a half an hour, wait in between. The minig of a half an hour is not clear where it comes from. The lashon of the Zohar is shaita chada in one same 1 hour. Apparently, they learn it doesn't mean lav dafka an hour; it means within a close proximity of time. We know that within half an hour is always considered close. This is more than half an hour; it's further away. And that would be sufficient according to the minig. So, a person would wash eat their milk, start with fleishigs. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Start with milchigs, then switch over to the kinuach hadacha, the whole washing one's hands, etc., then starts the meal again. If they don't get the fleishigs until a half an hour later, they've fulfilled this hefsek of a half an hour in between. According to the Ma, there's no mention of such a waiting period. There's no source for it in halacha. The source again is the Zohar. So some people are machmer on it, some people are machmer on it, some people are not. So I hope it clarifies that minig. It opens our minds to a whole new way of viewing the minig of eating milchiks on. Shavuos, interestingly enough, this is the Ramah, who is the recorder of our Minhagim, Minhagi Ashkenaz, who gives this reason, which is not so well known and not so well quoted, because according to the Shlomo, one should not do this even on Shavuos, and whatever reason, it did not seem to be given such high profile. Okay. Rish Zeicher to have a wonderful Yom Tov, a wonderful Shabbos, a wonderful Yom Tov, and Rish Zeicher to tap into the Simcha of Shavuos that the Brashim gave us, the Torah and Mitzvahs, the Hadracha, what it means that we should do with our lives, and how we can elevate the whole world around us together with that. Take care.